First time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Back to Fishy Radio. I'm Dee, and I'm here with my gals, Heather and Jeannie.
Hey.
Today we're gonna talk about Heather's dream boat.
My dream boat.
Yeah, you already got rid of the one we're gonna fix up. So now we gotta talk about your boat.
You left us hanging last week, Heather.
I did. I haven't done very much research yet. I haven't really decided what I want to get or even when I'm going to get it.
That's okay. We can do that for you.
Okay. That works. Yeah. You can help me.
Yeah.
I know. Steve keeps spitting out all these different names of boats. I'm like, something simple.
Yeah, right.
I just want simple.
Yeah.
Describe it to me.
Fun.
Right. Let's talk about that.
Like some of the names, I couldn't even tell you the names he spit out. But then he'll give me like this outrageous price. And I'm like, want something like
that. No, let's not do that.
No.
You don't want to have to mortgage shit.
No.
Exactly.
Whoops. We'll just move right past that one.
Okay.
Dang it.
Stuff.
Yeah, we're recording now, D.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so.
That's shrimp boat talk.
So, you said you had mentioned possibly getting a Jolene.
Yes.
And I remember that. I remember that a lot.
Since last week you talked about that,
mm-hmm.
I seen a couple for sale.
Really?
12, 13 grand, you can get you a nice little but huge fisher.
Well, see, I originally wanted a Carolina skiff. Just because I'd been on one and I liked it. I liked the space, the roominess of it, and the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
But then in the canal that we go out of, in PGI, there's a Hughes sitting there, and I looked at it one day. I'm like, kind of like that one too. It's got a few bells and whistles. It's got the,
Yeah, I have to say
what I want.
They're very clean.
The boat that invented
they're
the sport.
They're very clean boats,
Mm-hmm.
They're simple and clean.
They're fun.
And they get the job done. That's true.
They're fun.
Yeah, I can already picture myself standing on the front. Trolling motor and
I can't even tell. I don't even think I have to tell you how much I love Jolene. So I've had so many boats and that little boat right there takes the cake.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of like homemade boats.
But wrong with that.
No, I've caught some of my best fish on the crappiest of boats, I can tell you that. I remember buying I went out and bought a sailfish back in, 2003, 2004, something like that. Anyhow, it took me like a month before I ever caught a fish on this boat. And it was beautiful. It was one of them really nice, beautiful boats. It wasn't a fish catching boat, but I can take my little $1,000 homemade plywood pirate out there and just slay them. So.
First boat I ever owned, we made out of plywood.
Yeah.
Back then, when we were kids. You bought the motor before you bought the boat.
Yeah.
Because then you had to build the boat that fit the motor.
Right. And
but
listen,
you could make
I've
it
had
some. Way you wanted.
I've had some dang motors that were older than me.
Yeah.
I had a little Suzuki two-stroke that I swear was the same age as me, and I couldn't kill that dang thing. Couldn't kill it, no matter how hard I tried.
I had a Johnson 9.5 horse.
Yeah.
An old school.
You got the
one.
Rona?
It's like so old. Yeah. I'm about to choke down my spit here. That motor that I have, I still have it because it still works really good.
Yeah.
But it's probably about time I hung it up on Frank's.
Yeah.
Frank's railing, because that's about
Add
as old
it to
as
the
it
collection.
Is.
Yeah. The little antiques over
but
there.
You fire it, it'll fire right up.
I'm telling you, they
it'll
will.
It'll fire right up. It's all metal. There's not one piece of plastic on it.
Right? You know what I mean? Those have been some of the best boats I've owned.
Yeah.
Absolute best. All I have to do is. Well, dang, you don't even have to change the oil in them. I mean, they're just, nothing. Nothing.
No, they're nice.
Some of the fish catching us boats.
Still the pull start.
Yeah. The little 70s, little 90s,
yeah.
Especially the little 115s. Holy crap. But yeah, now I have
you ever had the pull start on 115? That's not so easy.
No, I ain't doing that mess.
The old school motors, you take off the hood, you know, the piece that goes over top of the motor.
The cowling.
And then the inside there was actually a compartment for a pull rope.
Oh wow.
Seriously.
Yeah, there was. Truly. And they would, I mean, that was your your backup in case
your
it didn't start.
Didn't work.
Yeah. Yep.
You could take that pull rope out. It had like a wooden handle on mm-hmm. one end, and it was just a rope with a knot in it. You can just wrap it around the wheel and pull. Only thing is, now I got a story about that. Mm-hmm. The only thing is the person pulling the rope and the person watching the person pulling the rope better be far away, because you ever get, like, you know when you take them towels and you and you snap them?
Yep.
Well, get snapped with the pull rope and it'll do some, it'll hurt
you. It'll hurt you. It'll put the smack down on you, no
That's
doubt.
That's going back a few years.
Yeah, but those, I mean, you just couldn't kill them.
Those
you
were
just...
only on, like, the 10 horse. You couldn't do it to a 150, a bigger one. There's no way in heck you could ever pull one of them.
Mm-mm.
But that 9.5 horse that I have, that Johnson, it had one in it, and I used it a lot. I used it a lot. Like, dead battery? Shit! Oh, don't worry about that. We're getting the pull rope. You're going to do what?
It is nice to have moved up to that 150, though, especially during rainy season. I've been out there a couple times where I've had to use every single horse under that cowling before to get back to the dock to not get soaked or struck by lightning. So it is nice.
When I was kids, we used to just run around the outside of them just to be, we thought we were cool. Because you could see them coming. You could see the storm coming. So you just get on the outside of it and run around. And it would be raining. And then it wouldn't be raining. It'd be raining on a transom, but not on the bow.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. See how you can outrun them.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't time to go until you felt raindrops.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
It's time to go. Just because you see it and it's coming, that don't mean nothing.
You can hear it long before you can see it.
Absolutely. And you can smell it.
Yeah. Oh,
smell it. Yep. But until you're actually getting wet, it is not time to... It's not last cast yet.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You can still outrun this. What? There's lightning there. That's all right. I'll run
That's
it.
Okay. Put your rain jacket on. Be all right.
So back to your boat. So, like, what, a little small little boat you can run by yourself?
Yes.
So, like, a little 18-foot? Like, Jolene's 18-foot.
Yes. Yeah. 17, 18, 19, right in there somewhere. Like, 18 to 20.
Hughes did make a 19.
Did they?
Yeah, and then there's also a 21, but the 21's a little... 21 to me was a little awkward. I like the 18 because I can still push pull it.
Okay.
If I have a lot of coffee and some Red Bulls, I can push pull.
I rolled.
And especially in in the wintertime when we get our negative tides, and we talked about the how does the trolling motor sound in wintertime? So you break out.
I did that at my house the other day, and I started laughing. Kids are everybody looking at me like, "What's wrong with Mom?" I'm like, she sounds like a cat. Wrong, that's not a cat.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I listened to that episode. I'm in my truck, and I'm listening to that episode, and I totally forgot about talking about that, and we got to that part, and you start doing that, and I'm driving down the road, cracking up. People are looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm cracking up in my truck listening to you make that sound.
We were listening to it in my car, and my mom was in the car with me, and I said, "Mom, be quiet for a minute." She's like, "What? Where?" You know, we was in the car. She's like, I'm like, it's coming up. You gotta listen to this. It's gonna be funny. She started laughing
great.
When she heard it.
Oh my goodness. So, anyhow, the 18 foot I like because I can still push pull it when I need to, but the 21 foot just seems like it'd be way too big to have to push pull. Plus, you get a little bit more draft on it.
Oh, is it something that you're gonna keep on a trailer? Or are you gonna keep it on a dock?
It'll be a trailer.
Yeah, so you don't want
So the smaller the better for me. Because I still have to learn how to drive with the trailer.
Yeah, you gotta start off small. Like, mine's 17.
Well, that's not true. We talked about that before. So, the smaller the trailer, the harder it is to maneuver. Especially when you're backing up. The longer the trailer, the easier it is to maneuver.
Yeah.
Like, them little jet ski trailers? Those are tricky. Those are real tricky. The longer, the better. The easier. But, and then... You know, especially with our harbor and the way it kicks up, like an 18-foot boat, for me, personally, I've had like 17s. I've never had a 16, but I would never go any less than an 18-foot. Just because you want it skinny enough or small enough to get in skinny waters, but you want it big enough so that when that storm kicks up and you start, mm-hmm. it starts getting a little ugly out there, you mm-hmm. still want to be able to make it back to the boat ramp.
Yeah.
So and 18 for me is...
Most of the time you're probably going to be launching it by yourself, right? For the most part?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to keep it, you know...
Small and maneuverable. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the little Hughes, I mean, they're just so... They're so easy, and so I could talk about a Hughes all day. I absolutely love them. I love the whole sitting down while I'm driving thing. I love being able to just, it's got a nice little V bottom, so it cuts through the wake when, you know, I can put the nose down, put the bow mm-hmm, down, yeah. and it cuts through the wake. It's got a nice roll, so it's dry for me. Everything about it, I think if you're going to buy a skiff, the Hughes is definitely the way to go. They've got like the light tackles. Those are really nice too. Mm-hmm. I personally like mine. You know, I have the Redfisher, but what I like about mine is it's wider gunneled. They have the Bayfisher, and they're a little narrow gunneled, mm-hmm. as well as the Maverick. The Mavericks are super nice, oh, but man, they're so narrow gunneled. And not only are they narrow gunneled, but they're a lighter boat. So, like, that combination there to me is just not... I don't like that combination. I either want a wide gunnel with a light boat, or I want a heavy boat with narrow gunnels. Otherwise, you're just going to get your teeth jarred out of your head. Mm-hmm. You know, you get that thing in a little bit of chop, and there's just not nearly enough weight to it to, you know... So anyhow, mine's wider gunneled, and I love the wide gunnels on it, and it just makes for a really nice ride. Plus, it's a heavier boat. Plus, I have the 150 on the back, which is pretty heavy, and then I have some AGM batteries up front to mm-hmm. offset the back weight, so that adds a little bit more weight to it. It's a super, super smooth ride. Everything about the Hughes, I just absolutely love them. And then they're built super, super, super well. Like the hulls on that, you could take a claw hammer and hit that hull as hard as you want, and you're not going to break it. There's a lot of other boats out there that you hit them with a hammer and it's going straight through that hull.
Oh, wow.
With Hughes, it ain't. Mm-hmm. It's not. You're not. You can hit that thing as hard as you want to, and you're not going to break that hull. And that's what I really, really love about them, is they're just incredibly well built.
Yeah. My skiff I've had since I was 7. No kidding. It's been about off the top of my head, 7 or 8 different colors. I mean, like, literally, I've had it that long mm-hmm. where I've redid the whole thing, re-gel coated it, everything to it, repowered it. But now it's to the point where it's like, okay, I'll never get rid of it. Like, even I don't care if it'll be a lawn ornament before I get rid mm-hmm. of it, because mm-hmm. I'm that attached to it. But I kind of outgrew it, because skiff is basic, plain Jane, nothing but a center console and a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, there's no live storage. Wells, live wells on it. There's no rod store. Nothing like that. It's just plain Jane. Everything's above the floor, so all your wiring and stuff, it's all on top of the floor.
But they'll run in mud.
But it'll get the job done, trust me.
Yeah.
But I'm to the point now where I'm like, all right, well, how are you going to tournament fish in that? You can't. You know, you need a live well at least, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I do have a live well on the boat, but it's not part of the boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, have to get the external live mm-hmm. well, yeah. and then
big
plumb
rounds
it in, and yep,
live well.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was thinking about maybe some tournaments for fun,
mm-hmm. so
nothing
if you
serious. And but see, I love doing the fish in the bushes, the mangroves, yeah. just
peaceful,
patrolling along, just nice and slow, and
So
that's my dream.
I guess that's kind of like both ends of the spectrum here.
And it's, can you put a, maybe on the newer ones, now the new Carolina skiffs, holy cow, have they come a long way with them things.
Yeah.
But can you even put a trolling motor on the older skiffs? Is there room
yeah.
up
well,
front
Yeah, well, I had
there?
To build a bracket.
Okay, okay.
Because
the
bow has a bow cap on it, like a casting platform on mm-hmm. it. And the lip, it's not flat at the top. There's a lip that goes down onto the casting platform, and the lip is only about 3-4 inches wide. Well, you can't put a, you know, trolling motor bracket is like, it's
right,
like, you know, 9-10 inches long wide, so I had to build a bracket for mine.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you can put them on there, but the skiffs, I don't think there's a person alive that hasn't started with Carolina Skiff. Or hasn't run a Carolina Skiff, or doesn't have a buddy that has a Carolina Skiff. Like, those are popular.
It's basically, like, entry-level for sure, you know? Like, I've been driving that when I was 8 years old, and that's not a joke.
Everybody's learned how to drive a boat on a Carolina Skiff. Like, no
it's
doubt.
It's kind of like, here's a Mustang, but you're only going to get a four-cylinder in it. You know what I mean? Right. It's kind of like that, you know? And as the years went by, I got bigger motor. Mm-hmm. And I'm up to a 70 horse, which it's only rated for a 50. So, you know, I get
just put more weight
in the bow.
Right?
Out a little.
That's what I did. That's what I got the AGMs up there.
So, that's what I... But now I'm to the point where if you actually want a tournament fish, it's not the boat to have.
Okay.
The plain Jane version. And I got the J Series, the extra wide. So, it's wide and everything, and it's great. But it just doesn't have the storage and the stuff that you would want, you know.
And there's a lot of other, like, there's so many skiff manufacturers out there now. Like, they just have, since the economy's gotten so great, they've just come out of the woodwork. But there's, like, we talked about, we had mentioned last week, the Mitzi skiff. There's Beaver Tails.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, that Mitzi skiff. I seen one of those this week. And
those are nice.
Those, it's kind of like a Gnu on steroids.
That's exactly what they remind me of is
so
the Gnus.
I've got a lot of homework to do.
But again, those Mitzis are very, very narrow gunnel.
They are.
And they're a light boat.
They're
great.
They're not wide at all.
No, they're extremely narrow gunnel.
Yeah.
But they would be awesome for running up and down the wall.
Oh, yeah.
But if you ever wanted to cross the harbor,
no.
I would not feel comfortable doing it. Now, in a nice, calm day, sure. But my problem with crossing the harbor is you have to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if you get across the harbor and a storm rolls in? Mm-hmm. Now what are you going to do in
that
little itty bitty?
It's like, wow, look how beautiful it is. Let's go over Turtle Bay. From Boquilla. Like, it's right there. No problem, man. Come on, we got this. You get out there, go fishing, have a couple beers, whatever. You're like, you go home and it's like 6 footers. Like, what? How am I going to get home? Serious.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
And you
even
get
three footers in the harbor ain't no joke.
No.
You know what I mean?
And you get back in there and you're fishing Turtle Bay and you don't realize what's going on out there.
Yeah. You're not
even
paying attention.
Until either, number one, you hear a boat out there just
whom.
You know, you hear that and you're like, oh, snap. Or you leave and then you're like, you know, you see it. Well, by that time, it's too late. Yeah. Now you have to get back across the harbor, and
that's
good
when it gets
luck
hairy.
Do ya.
That's when you learn how to really drive a boat. You know what I mean?
You ain't kidding about that.
I mean, literally, it's white knuckle. You're just like...
But, and see,
nobody
that
says a word to you cross the harbor, and then everybody's allowed to talk.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's dangerous.
Like, you don't even know that you took a breath.
Yeah.
Wow.
By the time... But, again, that's where I'm like that happy... What is it? Happy...
Median.
Word, medium, whatever. Median, happy median is, you know, the 18-foot boat with the wide gunnels and heavy, because that's where it's going to help you.
Well, like your boat, I would do it on your boat just because you got the horsepower to get out of trouble, you know.
Right.
70, 50 horse on my little boat, they ain't enough horsepower to get out of trouble now, like right now, you know. Like, we got to go. Well, don't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your boat's a little different. I'd feel a little bit safer taking your boat across the harbor like that.
And that's, I've spent a lot of time, I've had Jolene probably, what, 2 years, a year and a half, 2 years, and I've spent a lot of time over the last year and a half, 2 years, setting that boat up. Like, when I bought it, it had a 3-blade, like, 21 pitch on it, which, so now I've got a 4-blade, 17 pitch on it. I had, when I bought it, the batteries were in the console, and I moved those up to the front, and then I put AGMs up there for a little bit more weight. You know, just setting it up to, you know, for our the crap that happens here with our storms and whatnot. But, I mean, any boat you're going to have to do that with, but you really do have to take into consideration that type of stuff, especially here in the summertime. Once it kicks up, you want enough horsepower, but not too much, but not too little. You know, you want the boat to be heavy, but not too heavy, but not too light. You want it to be big, but not too small.
Yeah.
You know, you still want to be able to do this, but not that, and this, but not that, and that, but not this. So it's there's a lot of factors to take into consideration.
So when I'm ready, you'll come boat shopping with me, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, if you haven't noticed, I love talking boats.
One thing, too, though, I would recommend, like, where will you be taking the boat out of? Like, what boat ramp's close to your house. Which one do you use frequently? Because that means a lot, especially to you guys on the opposite side of the harbor. You guys are on the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Back on the island, we're not on the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the harbor because we want to. We don't have to really deal with that. There's so much other fishing you can do, except for the harbor. But for the most part, when you guys put in, you're in the harbor for the most mm-hmm. part, correct?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like Back Bay right as soon as you go leave the dock. I mean, you got to do some traveling mm-hmm. at times.
Right.
So, and keep that in mind, too. You know, you want to be able to get places, you know.
We've talked so many times about how that skating rink can be so nasty. Yeah. And that's the only way to get to ponds. You know, you have to, you have to go down the skating rink, whether you're on the inside or the outside. Mm-hmm. And, you know, winter here, I think, is a big consider. Really, when you're boat shopping, you really have to take into consideration our winter tides and our summer storms. Like, those are the two mm-hmm. biggest things.
Yeah.
You know, during the winter time, if something blows up out there, you can't run the inside of that skating rink because you have no water.
Yeah.
So you're running the outside, and you're running that nasty skating rink trying to get back to ponds. The same with the west wall too. That can blow up and get real nasty over there as well. So again, it goes back to having a boat that's big enough, but not too big and not too small to accommodate, you know, both seasons and everything that we do here.
And what kind of fishing, type of fishing you plan on doing?
Yeah. You know, and if she's beating bushes, you know, doing the same thing
we
are.
That's what I want to do. We've got the big boat for shark fishing, going offshore, all that, but it's not all that great for bush fishing.
Yeah.
That's what I love most about Jolene's.
Like, I noticed on when you were fighting that black dip, you had like railings on the bow
mm-hmm.
of that. It's a catamaran or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a cat boat.
And that's nice and stuff, but inshore, you're trying to throw a cast net on the white bait and stuff, and those just ain't really conducive to throwing a cast net over a railing.
Right.
No! So, you gotta keep that in mind, too.
Yeah, I've done the cast net over those railings before. It's not that easy.
No, because you have to lift up and throw versus just letting it rip, you know?
Exactly.
Let her rip, tater chip.
So.
I can't wait to go boat shopping. I'm so excited. And I love spending other people's money.
That's funny.
Just kidding. A little. Maybe. Kinda.
Let us know. We'll put you on them.
All right. That's a fun. It's a date.
Yay.
Until next week.
Tight lines.